From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. At approximately 6:30 a.m. local time on Friday, a car bomb blast in southeastern Turkey killed at least 11 police officers and wounded scores of other people. Local television showed a large plume of smoke filling the air at the explosion site of what is believed to be a police checkpoint. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility, but state-run Anadolu News Agency attributed the attack to the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, a listed terrorist organization that's believed to be involved in a series of attacks in the same region. Turkish authorities have vowed to retaliate. Also in the region, U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish fighters say they're withdrawing to their bases east of the Euphrates River, a day after Turkey's military and allied fighters launched a cross-border offensive on the town of Jarbulus. As VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb explains, the Kurds have been a source of tension between the U.S., which views them as a key ally in the fight against Islamic State, and Turkey, which sees them as terrorists, allied with separatist Turkish Kurd factions.
Turkey has blamed Islamic State for brutal attacks on its people, including the attack on Istanbul's airport that killed dozens earlier this year. But Turkey also has been attacked for decades by the Kurdish terror group known as the PKK. The U.S. separates Syrian Kurdish rebels and the PKK, a distinction Turkey has not made. The Pentagon is working to keep all allies fighting against one common enemy.
We remain focused on ISIL, and we believe all of our partners are as well.
The border attack marks an uptick in Turkish involvement in the fight against Islamic State, but officials are uncertain whether this increased involvement will continue once IS is removed from the border and Kurdish fighters fall back to positions across the Euphrates River.
This is VOA. Already suffering from earthquakes that shook the area Wednesday, two strong aftershocks hit the town of Amatrice in central Italy on Friday. The aftershocks, one registering 4.3, the other 4.7, caused more damage to buildings and sent up plumes of smoke, instilling panic in the town. Meanwhile, civil protection officials have revised the death toll from Wednesday's quake to 267, mainly in the hardest-hit towns of Amatrice, Arquetta, and Akamoli, which are largely ruined. Nearly 400 people went to the hospital for treatment of injuries. Authorities said they expected to confirm more deaths as the search operation continues. France's highest administrative court is scheduled to rule Friday on whether to ban the full-body burkini swimming suit that has caused international controversy. The ruling will likely set precedent for many French towns. Several coastal towns have banned the full-body swimwear worn by some Muslim women on the ground that it breaks French laws on secularism. The ban comes amid fears expressed by many French people about public security following attacks by Islamist militants in Paris, Nice, and elsewhere over the past 20 months. The French Human Rights League brought the case against the ban that sparked the controversy. The group said that women should be free to wear what they want. According to opinion polls, the ban is widely supported. U.S. Navy ships sailing in the Persian Gulf were forced to fire warning shots and flares after being harassed by Iranian vessels, the Pentagon says. In one incident, the patrol ship USS Squall fired three warning shots into the water in the direction of an Iranian boat that was approaching another American ship head-on. Jamil Jaffer, a law and security scholar at George Mason University School of Law, tells VOA that this sort of thing has happened before.
This is not the first time the Iranians have engaged in these types of activities. Back in July, this had happened, back in January, and in fact, in December of last year, they actually fired unguided rockets within about 1,500 yards of the USS Harry Truman, the aircraft carrier. So, you know, a series of activities by the Iranians raising tensions in this part of the Gulf.
Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook told reporters on Thursday the Iranian boat came within 182 meters of the USS Tempest and ignored several bridge-to-bridge radio calls and warning flares. It did eventually turn away. Iran remains defiant in the face of these U.S. accusations. Reports from Bolivia say miners have kidnapped and killed the country's deputy interior minister, Rodolfo Llanes. Government Minister Carlos Romero has asked for miners to return the body and called the act cowardly. I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.